A whippoorwill?
Well, what's the one that did credited thing one?
A crow?
No,
one. Oh, an owl.
Yeah. What different kinds of owls are there?
Horned owl. Hooded owl, I think. Hooded owl?
Mm-hmm. What is, have you seen them?
No, I've seen a horned owl. Screech owl. I've heard those.
Do they have screech owls around here?
Mm. Yeah. No owls around here that I know of.
Have you heard any superstitions connected with owls?
No.
What's the one you mentioned, the hooded owl? What does that look like?
I don't know, that's just sort of... That was just a name that sort of sounded right, I think. I think I've read something about a hooded owl. I don't know. Might have been a hooded falcon or something.
Hmm. What's the kind of black and white animal that's got a real strong smell?
A skunk.
And a kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
A woodpecker.
Any other name for them? What about peckerwood?
No.
Have you ever heard the word peckerwood used about anything?
Yeah.
And say some animals have been coming and killing your chickens. What general name would you have for the type of animal that would cause destruction like that?
A varmint.
Okay. How do you use the word varmint? Like what sort of animal would that be?
That'd be like a raccoon or... A skunk. Or a marmot or some sort of rodent, large rodent type.
Would a,
A possum or something.
Would a rat be a varmint?
Yeah.
What about a mouse?
Nah, it's too little.
What about a wolf?
Nah, it's too big.
What about a person? Would you ever use that?
Nah. That would be really country. You'd really be making a point if you were to say that.
What's a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees?
Squirrel.
What different kinds of squirrels are there?
Red squirrel, gray squirrel, flying squirrel.
What's something that looks kind of like a squirrel and it's small and it's got little stripes down its back?
Chipmunk.
Do they have those around here?
No.
Where have you seen them?
Oh, wow. Various national parks, specifically out west.
Do they climb trees?
Colorado. A little bit, I believe. I don't think they make their nests in trees. I think they're capable of climbing.
What's a, well, I don't know if you call it an animal, but a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into a shell?
Turtle.
Is that on land or water?
Either.
Any special name for the one that specifically stays on land?
A tortoise.
Okay. What about the one just in water?
Sea turtle.
And do you have a kind of turtle around here that burrows large holes? It's a big turtle. You see it, have you ever driven through Florida? It's the ones that you see smushed by the road.
We have box turtles. And we have painted turtles. And we have snapping turtles, which are, oh man, and mean.
They on land?
Yeah. No, water.
What about the painted turtles?
Water. Box turtles, man.
Do they come, what, why are they called painted?
They're little turtles that you buy in the pet stores.
Hmm.
Yeah, they have little designs on the bottom, kind of thing. And it's on the face, I guess.
Have you ever heard of the gopher? It's a kind of a turtle. And what different kinds of fish and seafood do people get around here?
Oysters, crabs, hard shell and soft shell.